要奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续我们来谈独一神。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our class on one true God.
This is our 昨天的结果。我们昨天讲到这样的结果。
That is from the results of what we discussed yesterday.
昨天讲的那个，我们把它做一个整理哈。
And from yesterday's class, let's have a conclusion.
就是讲神观的话。
That if we are talking about concerning the concept of the God, and the most difficult part to understand is concerning that of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
要谈父子圣灵，我们要先父子圣灵，因为这是一个就是互相的关系哈。
And then to discuss the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we must first understand the relationship that dwells between each.
那我们昨天有整理出来，在旧约里面没有父子的这个问题，在旧约里面没有子嘛，有没有子
？And as a review from yesterday, Old Testament,
神观里面旧约没有父哦，有没有
？We discussed that there was no father or son.
你想就想在亚伯罕以撒。
That was mentioned in the Old Testament. What was brought up, that was mentioned, examples of father and son relationship is that of Abraham and Isaac, not God, like as a father.
So, 在旧约里面没有神观的父子问题，一点都没有。你想到神是父的话，子是谁？
And so,
以色列民啊。
But if you really study into Old Testament, if you want to take a relationship of father and son, in the Old Testament, you will see father as God and son probably refers to the Israelites.
那在新约里面，父子才有关系，才会发生问题嘛，对不对
？And only in the New Testament was actually mentioned this clear definition of the Father and the Son, the relationships.
父生子。
That the Father born the Son.
父差子。
And then the Father sends the Son.
父大于子。
The Father is greater than the Son.These are all recorded in the Bible. The Father knows, but the Son doesn't know. And the Son prays to the Father. And so we see an existence of this relationship. And this is from the perspective of history.
在救赎的历史里面讲的。
That inside salvation concerning the history part portion.
好，那再来，耶稣升天之后，他就降下应许的圣灵。
And then when Jesus ascended to heaven, then he gave us the promised Holy Spirit.
那这个应许的圣灵就是父跟子的灵。
And this promised Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father and the Son.
也是父跟子差来的。
And it is also sent by the Father and the Son.
好，那这样来讲的话，圣灵就是的关系跟父子的关系就连在一起了。
And so if we look at this as a whole, we can see this relationship began to appear in this Father, Son, Holy Spirit relationship.
这是历史时空下的咯。
And this is under the time and space of history.
那我们再来看另外一个层面。
So if we look at it, another view.
我们再来看。
Let's study further about the Son.And because there's a father, so there is a son.
那 在旧约里面父有，我们现在讲父有没有名字？
And first, let's discuss if the Father has a name.
我看我们我另一种方式来讲哈。
Now I'll try to explain this by another type of explanation. Because we don't have much time, and I'll take some notes from my notes.
那个只在新约里面，我们就是讲耶稣嘛。
The Son in the New Testament is Jesus Christ.
那这个耶稣呢，我们要很注意的。耶稣这个名字哈，包含三个名字。
We must be very careful with this Jesus or Jesus' name because in this name there incorporate three names.
好，我们现在谈。
Let's talk about the Son.
那这个你到哪里去都可以看到的哈，我是抄的。
I will copy these notes down for you.
看那个杨长老的，或是谢顺道的，或是你看外面的人的有关神观的，你都可以看到。
If you look, study into the books of Elder Shea or Elder Yang or other about concerning the theology of God, they all have this.
神是造物主，对不对？
In the Old Testament, God is the creator.
那我们一般说这个神就是父嘛，哈。
And we're saying that God is the Father.Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and plenty other verses. And then in the New Testament, we look into the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, and then Colossians,
chapter
1:16.This also mentions that Jesus is the creator. And the Old Testament, the Father is the Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
那在新约里面，那个耶稣是救主。
And New Testament, Jesus is Savior.
在旧约，神是父是王啊，那主耶稣也是王。
And the Old Testament, Jesus, in the Old Testament, God was King, and in New Testament, Jesus is also mentioned as King.
以下很多了哈。
There's plenty others.
从这个观点来看的话，耶稣怎么是超越的？他耶稣还没降生之前就已经存在。
So from this concept here mentioned on the board, if we look at this, we can say Jesus existed before he came down to the world.
因为他是创造主。
Because he was the creator.
他是王。
He is the king.
以后还要再来,
and in the future he will come again to judgment.
我们来看几节圣经。
Let's look at a few verses.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
五十八节。
Verse 58.
耶稣说：“我实实在告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。”这些犹太人听很生气，拿石头要打耶稣。
When the Jews heard this, what Jesus said here, they were very angry, wanted to take stones to stone Jesus.
耶稣那时候三十岁左右吧，亚伯兰老早死了好几千年了，他怎么讲这种话？因为亚伯兰他们很尊敬啊，他们老祖宗啊，怎么还没有我们亚伯兰你就有了？所以他们很气。
That Jesus was only 30 years old, and Abraham existed thousands and thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. And so when Jesus said the statement, they were very angry because they respected Abraham, their ancestor, very much.
那约翰福音三章第十二节。
Now John chapter 3 verse 12,
13节,
verse 13,
从天而降人, 就在天的人子, 没有人生过天。
Verse 13, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven.
那这里来讲什么? 耶稣他在世上的时候, 虽然他是子, 但是他, 只是他的身份呢,
Although Jesus came to this world with the identity of a son,
他为什么要有这个身份呢?
Why is it that he takes such an identity?
是因为救恩的关系。
It's because all for the sake of salvation.
我们看希伯来书第二章,
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
四十节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
So, 整个的这个人类历史的目的就是要败坏魔鬼的作为。
And so the whole primary purpose of man's history is to defeat him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
那这可见魔鬼的力量也是很大的。
And that from this verse we can also tell that the devil has great powers.
神要亲自来才有办法，不是说才有办法，借着这个来把他打败他。
That Jesus has to use this method of sending his beloved son to this world in order to defeat the devil.
代价很大。
And so the price was very high.
那十四节说，儿女既有血肉之体，他也照样成了血肉之体。
And so here it mentioned the children had partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same.
好，那现在基本上耶稣是神啊。
So in general, Jesus is God.
他是一篇福音第一章那边，他本来是天上的神，道成肉身哦，神就是道。
And then as mentioned in John chapter 1, verse 1, that said, Jesus, the Word was God, the Word came as flesh. And so in the Old Testament, there was no dilemma concerning the Father and the Son. So when did this dilemma of the Father and Son exist? When the moment that it mentioned that the Word became flesh and came to this world.
道成肉身那一个时刻, 就是
And so when the Word became flesh, the problem arose.
好，那那个耶稣本来是神。
So Jesus originally was God.
我们看看腓立比书啊。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
这一节是一个关键性的一个圣经节。
And this is also an important verse concerning the concept.
腓立比书二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6.
你念一下。
Verse 6, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
好，第七节。
Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men.
好，第六节跟第七节，他 这是他本来有神的形象哦，但是他不以自己与神为同等，以本来是说他跟神是同等的，他本来是神。
From verse 6, it tells us that he is God and he is equally to God.
但是现在他已经道成肉身了。But
then verse 7, he came, made himself of no reputation and came in the form of man.
在道成肉身这件事情上面，神就变成人。 但是他本身还是神哦，那在这当中呢，有不一样哦。
And so when he's taking the form of a man, he is still God, but there is a distinguishment.
他不一样在哪里?
What is the difference?
第七节的这个虚极, reputation 是不是? 还是什么?
Made himself no reputation.
对不对?
Mm-hmm.
He made himself of no reputation.
Mm-hmm. And the difference lies in this phrase that he made himself of no reputation.
这是什么意思呢?
And what does this mean?
这也是讲耶稣的，我们从那一面啊，昨天讲的
死的一切的所表现的，跟现在我们如果要讲下去的这些，就是耶稣的现在性、超越性、神性，这好像是两个不一样的啊，一个对对，不能说不能说矛盾了，这是两个性。Like nature, divine nature.
And if we compare both, list all the characteristics, we can see there is a difference in its divine natures.
那一般来讲，有一个名叫做那个 two states 哈，两种状态，基督耶稣的两个状态。
And there is a statement that the two states of Christ.
嗯，第一个是他是当神的基督。
And first is theChrist, likeness of God.
当耶稣说没有亚伯拉罕就有我，他讲这句话不是以人子的耶稣来讲。
That when Jesus say phrases such as "Before Abraham, I am," when he said the statement, this is not of his manly form.
啊，因为耶稣被生下来是在，如果我们讲公元前四年好了，哈，或是公元零年好了，反正总是。在这个之前没有这个肉身的道成肉身这个耶稣的存在，有没有？没有。
Because before Jesus,
你不能说他有啊。
Because before Jesus was born, at 3 BC, there we can say there was no physical self of this person, Jesus Christ.
我们用一节圣经节来看，我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
第一章三节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 3.
三节四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. Verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
这是讲耶稣的两个性。
And here it talks about the two states of Christ.
就是两种状态。
And,
那第一种呢是按着肉体说的
，and the first kind is according to the flesh。
第二个是按着灵说的
，and the second is according to the spirit。
所以我们要讲神观，这个要分清楚哈。
So when we are talking about this concept of the one true God, we must have understanding of this。
就是要讲父子圣灵关系的话，这个要讲清楚。
And also concerning the relationship that exists between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we must have this clear thought。
还有一节。也是要看的，就是提摩太前书第三章。
And another verse is 1 Timothy chapter 3,
16节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
And without controversy, greatest the mystery of godliness, God was manifested in the flesh.
所以耶稣呢是。神在肉身显现。
And so Jesus is God revealed in flesh.
好，神跟肉身。
That God and flesh.
这也是因为有这两个，我们一般讲灵跟肉好像和，我们如果讲灵修，他说要属灵属灵，那不要属肉属肉，好像两二元对立哈。
And we always talk about the spirit and the flesh. There is also this constant battle that we talk about when we say spiritual cultivations.
其实不是。
Actually, it's not.
在这里的这个。在圣经里面那个肉体哈，或者属肉的，那个是指的罪恶。
In the Bible,
物质啊。
In the Bible, what was mentioned concerning the flesh is
这不一样的。
Is referring to that of sin, is not of the material being.
这个麦克风有罪吗？没有。
Does this microphone have sin? No.
就是椅子也没有。
The chair do not have sin.
你的肉这有罪吗？没有。
Does your actual flesh have sin? No.
好，那你看神，他本身是完美的。
And so God, He is perfect.
所以，在完美当中呢，譬如说我们讲创造哈 ，creation。
And this perfectness, let's say, in the issue of creation,
在创造说神创造的东西都是完美的，就是不是初步的，就是完全的、完整的。
That in His creation, everything was made perfect.
你姐姐吧，要结婚了，因为年纪大了，对不对？
My sister is getting married because she's older age.
二十几年了，她是你爸爸了哈。
My sister, my parents has raised her for about 20 something years.
这是什么？渐进的。
This is progress.
G-R-E-S-S.
Progressive.
G-R-E-S-S.
This is progressive. Flesh has this progressive movement. God's creation was done once. It was only done once.
亚当神创造他的时候，在一天之内，一天神第六天造很多东西啊，到最后造亚当，对不对？一造就可以生孩子。And
then when God created Adam, He created many things on the sixth day. And when He created Adam, at the moment of that creation, Adam can bear a child.
神在造苹果树也是一样，或是造梨子树一样，神说要有树。 就有树，有就有结果，有花有结，有果子，哈。And
likewise, when God created plants such as the apple tree, it can produce on its own. In one day, He created it.
无论你把一天当成一段时间，或是怎么样，不管这样，但是总是一天完成的。No
matter how you look at
the,
no matter how you look at creation, that when the moment that it was created, it was only created at that instant.
哈，这是神的创。 创造的完美,
and this is God's perfect creation.
一下子的,
it was just that instant.
神说要有光就有了光,
Jesus, God said that there, let there be light, and there was light.
神造人马上就，你看我们要一二十年才成熟啊，不用一天就成熟。所以你用这个比例来比哈。
So if you look at this comparison for us, well, ever since we need to have years in order to be grown up to an adult, but for God, you can create things just in that instant.
好，那耶稣道士上来的时候,
so when Jesus came to this world,
道成肉身,
He came to this world in flesh.
不是创造性的完整,
it is not according to this instant moment like that of creation.
耶稣在，因为他成肉身, 所以他也是在他妈妈肚子里面也是，一个细胞分裂成两个、四个这样。我在想是这样子，对不对？大家想一想，也是在自然力里面。
So Jesus in flesh, He also went through the whole process of the natural law of going through
在自然力里面
His mother's womb and gradually growing. This is the natural law.
主耶稣也是。 那个七坐八爬九花牙这样子长大的。Now
Jesus have also cried, have also crawled on the floor before.
大家想一想哈，想过吗
？Can you?
耶稣到一岁的时候开始学走路，他妈妈也是说：“啊，来来来。”
When Jesus took his first step, his mother was very also proud of him.
因为没有什么特别哈。
And I think so because
到十二岁，他也是要去当立法之子，也是坐在那一边问一边答。你以为他是假的吗？
The,
你在演戏吗？这个不好意思啊，我想你是真的了。
At the age of 12, when he was in the temple, he asked all these questions with the scribes. It's not like he's pretending. He had to go through that process of learning.
因为这是什么渐进的
？Because this is called progressive.
所以耶稣的成长过程跟我们说，跟你跟我一样。So
Jesus growing up, his whole his past is all just like ours.
这个 nature law 不是说从天外天来，这个 nature law 是什么？也是神的力。
This natural law is also the law of that of God.
神的创造是 miracle。
God's creation is in itself a miracle.
那这个这个 natural law 也是神的神迹，但是是自然的。
And the natural law is also God's it's also a miracle of God, but it's more.
这是自然的神迹，不是神一次性的神迹。
It's compared to that of creation, it is a miracle that is of nature instead of that of an instant miracle.
譬如说，人你生病了，你自然就有抵抗力，对不对？
For instance, let's say that when you are sick, you have your own defense mechanisms.
啊，你就产生抗体。那这个呢，对我们信神的人来讲呢，这是神在人身上的一个 natural 神的神迹，但是这自然的，你要增进你的一些自然的那个抵抗力就赢过了。啊，另外一种呢，神迹是一次性的、创造性的，你一祷告马上好了，哦，你发烧马上退了，这是什么？创造性的。
And so in this instance, as you having a sickness, let's say you have the sickness, in this natural law, God built us this physical defense mechanisms that we can also have these antibacteria that can try to heal our sickness. And also in comparing to that of the instant miracle, we can look at the example as you kneel down to pray and immediately God heals you.
我现在只是在讲两个概念哈。等一下把这用到那个神观里面去。
I'm just trying to define to let you understand these two concepts, and then we will drill these into the concept of what of one true God.
所以现在有点离题啊哈。
That's why we have drifted apart for a little bit.
那个马可福音五章，这里有自然成长的比喻，有没有？
And Mark chapter 5, verse 26 to 29 talks about this natural progressiveness of law.
二十八节说，地生五谷是出于自然的。
Verse 20, Mark chapter 5, verse 28, it says that,
四章，对不起。
Sorry, Mark chapter 4, verse 28, it says, for the earth yields crop by itself.
好，有句话说，天生自然，有没有？天生下来就自然就这样。
There is a saying that because there's heaven and so there's the nature.
从天来的 ，it's come from heaven and it's to be nature.
Whatever that comes from heaven, it's natural.
天生就是从神来的自然，所以以我们信神来讲，你说啊，这是自然的。不是自然界的，说从无当中，从你不知道。其实你讲自然的话，说啊，这天生自然。其实你再推到最远的，一定有神嘛。无论你物理啊，什么什么学，最后一个第一因，一定是我们布道会都讲了很久了嘛，对不对？无论你物理啊、化学啊什么的第一因，只是你们要把它讲出来而已。
So for us Christians, those who of us who believe in God, when we even say of statements such as, oh, it is natural, but if we go even the farthest back, what we mean when we say natural out of our mouth, we always refer that of the utmost, the natural that has come from God.
所以说啊，这是自然的，不是说你不相信神啊，或是什么，是神用这样的自然的律让人活在里面。
So when we speak of that of the, it is natural, we are not defining the existence of God, but we are just saying that it is the natural law of God.
所以这个也没有什么违背了，自然的健康疗法也是对的了，运动啊这些也不是错了。
So there is no contradiction.
这是神给你的定义嘛。
There is no contradictions.
好，那这里所讲的天生五谷出于自然，那这是出于神哦。
And so here it says, for the earth yields a crop by itself, and this all belongs itself to God.
好，那同样这个自然呢，我们可以看那个使徒行传。
And also from this nature, we can also turn to Acts.
使徒行传第十二章。
Acts chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这里讲那个铁门自动开了。
Here, tell us about the iron gate opened by itself.
那时候又没有什么 sensor 哈，那个有吗
？At that time,
现在一般的毛公司门都是有双 sensor 哈，你一去就自开了。
At that time, there was no electronic sensors to let the door open by themselves.
那时候二十几年没，两千年之前没有嘛。
As that time, there was about 2,000 years ago, and they don't have such modern technology.
如果我们看到这里，这自然我们会想到是什么？神，对不对
？So here, when we talk about the from Acts chapter 12, verse 10, if we talk about it's natural, we're referring it to the act of God.
马可福音这个呢，你就不出于自然，你就没有想出于神了。
But what is
比较没有了？一般你说这个大地地生五谷，出于自然，你就没有想到神了。
But then, if we look at Mark chapter 4, when we
当然我们会有了哈
read the verse, the normal common man will probably not think of it referring to God. Of course, we do because we believe in God.
同样的自然，这个是属于一次创造性的。
And so, same thing as this is the net, it is also what is mentioned in Acts is like the act of that of creation.
那这个呢是属于长时间性的。
And Mark chapter 4 is more of a long term, that is, it needs time for it to develop itself, so it's progressive.
好，有了这两个观念之后。
So now that we have understand these two concepts.
神造亚当的时候是一次性的完成。
God created Adam, this is an instant, that moment.
第一个亚当。
This is the first Adam.
是神的儿子。
It is the son of God.
耶稣是第二个亚当。
Jesus is the second Adam.
这观念我们都很熟了哈。
We all know this concept very well.
第二个亚当到世上来的时候是怎么样？一寸一寸长的。
That the second Adam came to this world, he had to grow through time.
以肉身来讲哦，现在不。
According to the, we're talking concerning, let's not talk going to the spirit yet. Let's just focus on the flesh, on the physical.
我昨天就讲，这是假设用这样来讲了，可能不通哈。但是我现在是把它分之后再把它合。
I'm just explaining this to you through ifs, to try to make your concept connect.
如果在讲的当中有什么那个不合逻辑的，或是不合圣经的，随时可以发问，因为这个不是在台上讲的，这个不能说不算数了哈，但是可以讨论。
Of course, if you don't understand, or you have, if you feel there's contradictions, or to that even to that of the Bible, let me know. And we'll discuss.
第二个亚当是渐进的。
The second Adam is in this progressiveness.
好，是一寸一寸的。
That it has to go through this time frame.
好，那现在是他已经进入到 natural 肉里面了，耶稣啊。
And so Jesus has entered into the world. He goes into that of the natural law. This is the Son.
耶稣在肉身显现的这个人子耶稣已经进入到。时空里面的自然律里面
that the Son, this Jesus Christ revealed in the flesh has entered himself into the natural law of time and space.
所以他是一寸一寸长
So thus he grows inch by inch.
好，那现在从他的神性哈
And looking at his divine nature
跟那个什么人性
And also his human nature. He was originally God. But now he came as flesh into human nature. And in between this, there is.There is this boundary.
怎么样变过去嘛？
How do you actually transform from one state to another, or how do you combine them both?
这就是我们刚刚所念到的腓立比书，怎么写？腓立比书第二章第七节八节哈，是不是？
And this boundary is actually the period of what we just read, Philippians.
我们刚刚念过了，那是一个关键字，叫什么？虚极，对不对？
第二章第几节？
第二章第七节，
It's mentioned in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, just as we just read.
Verse 6, 7, 8. 虚极,
and this boundary, this constant mention in these verses is concerning humility. And what is humility?
就等你讲讲想想想想。 我看你那么眼睛那么大，你好像有什么问题啊？这里面因为那个谁，那个啊，Elson又来了，所以因为叫你，你也不会生气就是了哈。Ask
Jordan what about this, since Ross, Brother Ross is not here.
从这个变成这个当中，就是因为虚极，对不对？
From divine nature, transform that to human nature. In between this, there is that part of mentioned in Philippians that is humility.
这是降卑的肉身的耶稣，这个是那个神的有神性的高高举的。
Divine nature is the highly exaltation, and that of human nature is the lowering of oneself into that of flesh.
那我们，你看，这是这其实还可以写很多哈。
There are still actually plenty of items to list.
要写完吗？七八个。
There are about seven.
旧约的父是神，新约的耶稣也是神。旧约是他是旧创造主，耶稣也是创造主，他是王也是王。旧约在神说我是自由拥有的，耶稣也是说我是自由拥有的哈。There
is about seven or eight more points on this contrast, the similarity of God and Jesus in the Old Testament and the New Testament, such as we mentioned, he is the Creator. Savior, the King, and the list goes on to He is everlasting. And when we take the whole list, it is actually talking about the divine nature of Christ. And what we discussed yesterday in point number 2 in New Testament about the relationship of the Father and the Son, that is concerning more of the physical, the human
nature.
If we look at back to the what we discussed just now, the authority, the power of God is equal to that of Christ.
可以跟着上吗? 还是需要互相把它写完?
Are you able to catch up, to grasp hold of the concept? Or do we need to list the whole thing out? I might as well.
四个,但是那个是肉。在旧约里面啊,神是肉。
Point number 4, in the Old Testament, God is the Lord.
那在新约里面,当然耶稣也是荣耀的主了。
And also in the New Testament, it is mentioned that Jesus is the glorious Lord. First Corinthians
2:8.
And also in the Old Testament, God is that Father is the Lord of all. And also Jesus was mentioned, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. In Old Testament, the Father is seen as the Lord of life, and also likewise is described in the New Testament of Christ. And also in Old Testament, point number 7, that God said, I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. And so likewise is that. Likewise, Jesus in the New Testament said, I am the beginning and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. So there is no difference in this aspect. And also last point, Old Testament, Jesus, God is the judge. And also in the New Testament, Jesus is the judge. So in the divine nature, we see no difference in that of God and Jesus.
And
only when we go into that of the human nature, we can see there's a difference. Because there is a Father.
And
so from God coming down to flesh, as flesh, there is that transformation of humility.
那虚极是什么意思啊?
What is the definition of humility?
虚极就是倒空，把自己倒出来。
And that in itself is defined as to empty oneself.
也就是说他本来有这样的权柄。
And that's to say that originally he has this authority.
但是他没有去用它。
But he doesn't want to exercise this authority.
那他是真正的倒出来，不是假的。
And he truly poured out himself. It is not a fake action.
那他是自动的、自己的、自己去做的，而不是被逼的。
And he also done this out of his own will and voluntarily done it instead of being forced.
那所以这样来的话。
And so if we look at it like this, and now we come back to this concept. And we talk about theology, it concerns the issue of God. And because there was a time and space, that's why there is this this relationship in the Father and Son.
才有产生所谓的三位一体这样的观念，从时空里面想的。
And only because there is time and space, there is this concept of this three entity.
所谓的三位一体，三位一体。
And this point of three as in one. 3 persons as in one substance or essence. As we have discussed yesterday, in this time frame of the material world, we look at these three entity and they are different. Why is it different? Because we look at if we just look at definition of humility, you're pouring oneself emptying oneself, if you pour out something, you will not have the completeness.
我们也看到本来神的创造是一次完成的, 但是耶稣不是这样子的, 耶稣是一寸一寸长过来的,
and as we also mentioned about the concept of Jesus making creation as an instant moment, but Jesus, God is making creation as instant moment, and Jesus has to go through a time frame of developing himself.
在时空里面的神就不一样了。
This God that exists in time and space is different.
所以如果用这观点来看的话, 是我们昨天看到的是父生子, 父差子, 父大爱子, 父知道, 子不知道, 子向不倒啊, 这些都是表明出父跟子的不一样。
And so from what we mentioned, the points we mentioned last yesterday, the relationship between the Father and Son, of the Father being born, born the Son, God, Father, sent Son, and etc., all these describes the differences concerning these two.
目的是什么? 就为了救恩。
And what is the purpose of this? It's all for the sake of salvation.
因为希伯来书所讲的, 因为儿女既有血肉之身, 所以他也要这个样子。
Because as mentioned in Hebrews, that the parents and the child are born of the blood and flesh, and so likewise God has to do this way to save us.
好，那我们这次所教会所讲的那个独一神呢，就是不是在时空里面来看哦。
And so the one true God that is mentioned in the doctrine of true Jesus Church is not looking at it from the perspective of the boundary of time and space.
我们来看独一神是从永恒的，我们。 所以讲嘛，这一线如果了哈，代表着永恒的话哈，假设无限的将来、无限的过去、无限的现在，因为你每点都可以向哈，作为延伸嘛。那这是人类的历史，由于开始点而结束点，所以你每点是什么定死的，不一样，对不对哈？因为你两边不通嘛，因为这是一直过去的就不能再重复嘛。
And as we've discussed yesterday, the longer line on top is describing eternity. We're just saying that as an example of an infinite line, and history is just a little portion of a concrete time point on the bottom, the shorter line. And so from our doctrine of True Jesus Church, of one true God, we are actually standing in the point of the line that describes infinity, that is the eternal, looking from the frame of eternity.
So we're going to talk about the God. 从圣经直接就接受
And so we look at it of doctrine of one true God, we take it from the Bible exactly as it is.
神是灵
That it says that God is spirit.
所以这个灵呢是一的
And the spirit, in the concept of the spirit, it is that oneness.
因为神的 essence, 神就是灵啊
Because that essence of God, it is spirit itself.
神是灵呢是超越的
And so God is spirit and is beyond.
是 transcendent.
It is transcendent.
是不是? 那既然是超越的，你人不能在时空之下来定它。
And so because he is transcendent, man cannot point him out in this under time and space.
所以神是独一的。
And that is why God is one.
独一的灵。
He is of one spirit.
我们用这样来理解。
Then this is how we go to this concept. Second.
第二个，神的名啊。
Second, the name. Of God. The name of God is that of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God revealed himself to us through these three kind of entity of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and their relationship. Jordan, what is the name of the Father?
Huh? 耶稣, 对。
Jesus.
好厉害，应该就让你来讲。谢谢你的耐性啊，其实你不用来都可以啊，
但是你还是耐性的在那边听。
Thank you for your patience. Actually, you don't need to be.
这我们都很熟的嘛，对不对？
We are all very familiar with this.
你去问有些人哦，信很久，他不晓得耶稣丹夫的名字是什么名字。
If you ask other people, a lot of people, if you ask them what is the name of the Father, they don't know what it is. You can look at John chapter 17, verse 6, 25 and 11.
那子的名字是什么?
And what is the name of the Son?
人子,
Son of Man.
什么?什么名字? 耶稣.
Jesus.
那圣灵就好讲了，对不对？
And Holy Spirit is easy to explain. So,
以名来讲的话，也是独一的。
And so, in this name itself, it is also of this oneness.